Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, December 8th to Monday, December 15th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. I will note now, so I don't have to say it after every time, that every event highlighted here is a virtual event. No in-person events yet, but hopefully sooner rather than later. We'll start this week's podcast with several business-related engagement opportunities. The Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce presents the Greater Austin Business Awards on Tuesday, December 8th at 4:30 p.m. The Greater Austin Business Awards, now in its 20th year, celebrates businesses in the region, recognizing the people and companies that have demonstrated a unique vision, innovation, and best business practices. The City of Austin Small and Minority Business Resource Department hosts its annual event called Celebrating Diversity in Contracting on Wednesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. The event celebrates small, minority, and women-owned businesses who have contracted with the city over the last year. The event also recognizes individuals and businesses that support the work of the department. On Friday, December 11th at noon, the Austin Business Group on Health, which is affiliated with the Mayor's Health and Fitness Council, hosts a learning session called The Power of Meaningful Connections. Social well-being is one of the seven dimensions of wellness, according to the National Wellness Institute. While these connections may look different now due to the pandemic, they are still an important part of overall health. Participate in the session if you would like to learn about the research on the value and power of social connections on individual and population health, as well as on business outcomes. Please be sure to register by the deadline, Wednesday, December 9th. Our next featured activity involves another 20-year anniversary and combines alternative transportation and the visual arts. I'm talking, of course, about Bike Austin's 20th anniversary of the Bicycle Film Festival, to be held from December 11th through 20th. This program includes a roster of films featuring musician and composer Dan Deacon, Oscar-winning Orlando Van Isendel, Cannes Film Festival winner Timothy Spall, award-winning director Michael Corvino, and Iran's up-and-coming film talent Taimur Gaderi. Film shorts are one of the most anticipated aspects of the festival. They never fail to uplift and inspire, taking you on a journey around the world. We'll stay on the topic of transportation for just a bit. The organization Go Austin, Vamos Austin, which is often referred to as GAVA, hosts a community conversation about Proposition A on December 8th at noon. During our most recent election, voters approved Prop A that allocated $7 billion to build out a very ambitious transit system to serve the Austin area. The community conversations hosted by GAVA will focus on identification of measures to ensure investments are equitable and that the issue of displacement is adequately addressed. We move on to a couple events focusing on education. AISD will host middle school fairs each day at 6:30 p.m., starting on December 8th and running through December 11th. Students and their families can learn about the diverse and innovative program offerings in Austin ISD, enjoy student performances, and hear from current students, families, and faculty from 19 middle schools. Also on the education front, on Wednesday, December 9th at 10 a.m., Leadership Austin presents its latest installment of the Emerge series on the impacts of the pandemic on our education system. The pandemic continues to disrupt our education system and to amplify inequities with regard to education. The education panel that will be featured will outline the lessons learned thus far and the challenges that remain. Other events this week also touch on the challenges our community is confronting as a result of the pandemic. On Wednesday, December 9th, from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Austin Voices for Education and Youth, Austin ISD, and CAN host the Housing, Health, and Hunger Summit from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The summit provides an opportunity to assess current supports, as well as forecast needs and strategies for at-risk families during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The summit will use both community school and equity lenses, looking for strategies that can be used in the schools and communities adjacent to existing community schools spread throughout Northeast, Central East, and South Austin. The economic impact of the COVID crisis has also caused great economic hardship to a large number of families, in many instances, putting their housing at risk. On Tuesday, December 8th at 6 p.m., Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid and the organization BASTA host an information session called Know Your Rights, Evictions, and the CDC Declaration. An order from the CDC temporarily paused evictions for certain tenants until after December 31st. Participate in this session to learn who is protected by this order. The session will also explain the process a tenant must take to be protected from eviction. We'll end this week's podcast by highlighting an event that reflects on the work of the Austin Justice Coalition, also referred to as AJC, during this challenging and tumultuous year. The forum takes place on Tuesday, December 8th at noon, and is co-hosted by AJC and Notley Tide, a philanthropic community that invests in several local nonprofits doing race equity work. Topics to be covered include the effects of the renewed attention and energy of Black Lives Matter, how people can commit to racial justice beyond when it's trending, lessons learned, successes, and challenges over the last 6 months, the status of Reimagine ATX and the future of it, and, of course, how to get involved with this work. As is apparent in this week's podcast, there are many people hard at work to address the myriad challenges that our community faces. Our heartfelt thanks to you all, as well as to our healthcare workers, first responders, essential workers, and others on the front line of the crisis response.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.